Hey sis, welcome back to the show. So we may have all heard of those Oscar acceptance speeches that got people booted off the stage or were so bad that we cringe about them when we learn or we hear about them. And at some point or another, you might actually find yourself in the position to be giving an acceptance speech. And so I want to help you in this episode by discussing the four things that really, really bad acceptance speeches have in common and how you can avoid them when you're going to give your acceptance speech. So let's get right into it. Hey sister, welcome to How Confidence Speaks. Do you want to fight social anxiety and speak with boldness? Do you find yourself Googling, how do I calm down before my presentation? And how can I be more confident? Do you feel anxious and insecure when you're in front of others? And instead of speaking effectively, your mind goes blank, you stutter, and you fear their judgment again? Hey, I'm Sarah. I understand how you feel. Public speaking can be hard, and it can feel almost impossible to find the confidence to do it. Until I learned the secret, Jesus has to be the firm foundation of every aspect of our lives. So in this podcast, you will learn practical tips to kick the social anxiety to the curb and go after the interview, give the presentation, speak publicly, and take on adulting with boldness, rooted in biblical truth. So take out your notebook and pop in the earbuds, and let's get ready to learn just how confidence speaks. Before we get into this episode, if you want to become an insider for the show and get a weekly newsletter with some exciting giveaway opportunities, insights for the show, and just so much more, go to the link in the show notes below and click to join now. All right, now let's get into this episode. All right, so as I was doing my research, I did come across some pretty funny and cringeworthy acceptance speeches, and I think that there are a few things that they had in common that I would recommend you avoid doing when you go to give your acceptance speech. So let's get right into it. The first thing that these bad speeches had in common is that they did not respect everybody's time and just droned on. So what I would say, what I would recommend for this is that you try and keep things to about a minute at most. If you have a lot to say and you just want to try and get as much into your speech as possible, then maybe 2 to 3 minutes, but you really don't want to overwhelm your audience with a long drawn out speech when in reality you're just there to accept this award or mention the achievement that everybody is gathered to celebrate. The other thing too is don't go off on tangents. Try and keep it as focused to what your specific award is as possible. You don't want to just keep going on and talking about things that really have nothing to do with what you're accepting. The second thing that these bad speeches had in common is that they didn't acknowledge those who have helped them achieve the goal. So what I would say is maybe try and name off about like 5 people at most who specifically helped you to reach this specific goal, achievement, award that you are accepting. If it's a group of people, then condense and name those groups. You can mix it up and name a few people, name a group, but try and keep it to about 5 at most. The third thing that these bad speeches have in common is that they didn't acknowledge those who set up the event or who created the award or gave them the ability to speak. I think that can really just be very short, but you want to make sure you do acknowledge them within your acceptance speech because they are the ones that set this up so that you're even able to give the speech to begin with. And now the fourth thing that these speeches had in common is that they were very prideful and self-centered. And while yes, you are there to accept an award or whatever it may be, and you're acknowledging that accomplishment, you don't have to go on and on and on about how great you are, how great this accomplishment is, because everybody there already knows that this is an accomplishment and something worth celebrating. But if you go in having said previously, oh, thank you to everybody, but then you start just focusing on yourself, that is going to send the wrong message and people will not want to listen to you, and it will kind of leave a bad taste in their mouth for celebrating this with you. An example of this that I found really funny when I was doing my research was somebody was giving their Oscar acceptance speech, and then at the very end, they shouted into the mic, "I'm the king of the world." And I just found that really funny because there is no humility in that. And actually, there was another one that I saw that was also, this one was wild to me, but he was giving his acceptance speech and he was talking about his hero. And he was saying how, oh my goodness, this is like, this hero of mine, like, brought me here today, like, wow. And then the hero ended up being himself. Like, that's just cringe. That's just cringe. That's, I don't know how else to say it. So yes, definitely, please be humble when you're giving your speeches. All right, I actually do have a bonus point that I want to say. I think that this is, you know, worthy to note because I saw some of this too in my research. And so the fifth point that I want to address is don't go into weird details that have nothing to do with the award that you are accepting. There were some people who were just kind of going off on these tangents that really weren't even worthy tangents. They had nothing to do with the award or anything that they were previously saying. So it really didn't fit. And so that is something else I definitely don't recommend doing. Friend, I challenge you that as you are working and growing in your career or in school and you have achieved these goals of yours that have now given you the opportunity to accept awards, I just ask that you would really take these points and make sure that your acceptance speech is, you know, you're being courteous of everybody's time as you're giving it, that you are acknowledging those who specifically helped you to reach this goal, that you are acknowledging the people that set up this event and award for you, that you would go into it being humble as you accept the award, and that lastly, that you don't go into weird details or tangents that have nothing to do with what you are talking about. I really recommend that you go ahead and make sure that you remember these points as you are creating your acceptance speeches. I'm so excited for you and congrats on whatever you have accomplished. And I would love to end this time today by praying over you. So let's do that right now. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for today. Thank you, God, for these opportunities that you have given to us. I thank you, God, for these accomplishments, and I just pray that you would ultimately be glorified in them. That, Lord, everything that we do points back to you and your greatness, and that we would accept these awards with humility, and that you would guide the words that we say so that we acknowledge those who have helped us to reach these goals, and that we accept it and respect everybody's time as we are speaking. Lord, we love you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Alrighty, sis, I will see you next time. Bye for now. Hi, friend. If this podcast episode blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to hear from you. You can also screenshot and share this to your Insta story. You can tag me at sarahnicole.fernandez. Or share this episode with a friend if you think that it would bless them too. That's the best way you can help me out. I'm so thankful for you. Until next time, friend, God bless, and remember to go after whatever He has for you today with